Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's the highly praised brand new children's book series, Mr. McTavish by Bon K. The Mr. McTavish series is designed to give children a new character to love and to enjoy his adventures. The Mr. McTavish books are based on her own experiences with her Scotty dog, McTavish. Today, we will feature Mr. McTavish Goes to the Hospital. Mr. McTavish's love for taking rides with Jima inspires her to take him everywhere she goes, especially when children are involved. And on this special visit, Jima takes Mr. McTavish to the children's ward at the local hospital. Bon K is a lifelong resident of central Pennsylvania. She spent 34 years in the real estate industry, including time owning her own agency. Becoming an author in retirement, she was inspired to start a series of stories based on her Scotty dog, McTavish, who was her buddy for almost 12 years. Back with us on This Week in America is Bon K, author of the Mr. McTavish Children's Series. Bon, welcome back to the program. Great to have you back with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be back with you.
It is always a pleasure to talk about this series that's receiving excellent reviews. It's something needed, and we'll talk about that as we go through the conversation. Sort of a new character for children to fall in love with and to follow and to learn from. And that is the case with Mr. McTavish. The first book we talked about, the first in the series we talked about, it's available in our archives. Mr. McTavish Goes to the Library. Today, Mr. McTavish goes with Jima to the hospital. I love the background on this. You actually had some family help, didn't you, in coming up with this idea?
Yes, my daughter is a pediatric nurse in local hospitals, and she gave me some inspiration as to that children really enjoy when people bring things in for them to do and keep them busy and occupied and away from thinking about their troubles.
And as you do in the entire series, it's seen through the eyes of Mr. McTavish. Talk about that. It's not Jima or somebody, a third person, talking about what's going on. We're actually seeing it as Mr. McTavish is seeing it.
That's right. I decided to write it in the dog's eyes so that we can see from a dog's perspective as to what's going on and find out that he has great love for children and his love for his Jima, who takes him everywhere with her. And then there's usually children involved with it, which is very surprising, and he happily goes along with her doing these things.
More than happily, I would even say, really looks forward to this, and you could tell, you could close your eyes. Well, you don't have to close your eyes. You've got the pictures there, but you could actually see Mr. McTavish taking off and going through the children's ward and interacting with all the children. And talk about that interaction. What does he do? Because he loves the kids, and the kids love him right back, don't they?
Yes, he will go, and he, of course, always shakes hands and waits for them to do their petting, and loves when they do it behind his ears. We'll tell them that too.
It really comes alive in the book. The book is Mr. McTavish Goes to the Hospital by Bon K. Bon, B-O-N-K. K is K-A-Y. Book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. You can follow Bon and all of the stories on her Facebook page, facebook.com/Mr. McTavish Books. And all this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As you do in all of the books, you do it as well in the hospital. This really creates unforgettable memories, doesn't it, for the children, for Jima and Mr. McTavish as well, I'm sure.
Yes, when we go to the hospital, he has a new experience that he hadn't had before when he went on an elevator. Sometimes it can be awesome for a dog, and sometimes it could be very troublesome for a dog because of the motion and stuff like that. So he does it very well. He enjoys it because he's on there with people, especially children, and they greet him when he comes out of the door of the elevator. So it's really a fun type of time for him to have with children.
Talk about some of the interaction, what goes on. I know they're passing out games, and the kids are loving everything about Mr. McTavish. He comes to see us, and we've got games, and we've got all this celebration going on. There's really a lot of activity, isn't there?
Yes, we decided to make it so that they bring products to the children that they can enjoy, but we don't bring any food because a lot of times children in hospitals have special diets. So we decided to bring things that they would enjoy doing and keeping their mind busy and their hands busy, et cetera. And their parents appreciate that too.
You know, it's interesting because a young child reads this, or a parent may be reading it with or to a young child and realize, you know, we've got several hospitals in town. They have children's wards. Maybe we could do something similar to that, if not just stop by and pass out coloring books or something like that. It's really one of the many messages in this book, isn't it?
Yes, it's a message of taking care of those who need, and children need a lot of love and care. And by taking a dog with you, it's always enjoyable for kids because they just love dogs. Dogs are a universal meaning of love, I believe, in this world. And you can't get that from cats. You can't get it from a gecko and things like that. You can get it from a dog. A dog is a very bright mind, and they will conform to the love that you give them. They'll give it back in whole.
I mentioned in the beginning this series, the Mr. McTavish series, based on your experience with your dog, Mr. McTavish. Talk about that. In that experience, you've got this Scotty dog, and boy, I read these stories, and you're blessed to have a dog like that with that disposition. Talk about what it was like with Mr. McTavish. I have a feeling if he were with you today, you'd be doing all of these things.
I would hope that I'd be able to do the traveling to the places that I write about now.
Yes.
In fact, my third book on the Mr. McTavish Goes to Community Park is based on my local community park that we enjoyed going to when he was alive. So it was a very inspirational time that we had with that. And I have a lot of inspirations coming up in my future books. Mr. McTavish was developed because I had an experience with an online organization that looks for funding, help for teachers and schools that can't get funds from their budgets, like things that need to be replaced in their classrooms or added to their classrooms because it would make it better for the children. And I had one teacher from my old hometown elementary school system that was looking for someone to give her funds for a charging cart for the children's iPads. They had experiences where the kids would run all over the school trying to find an outlet to charge their iPads because they couldn't take them home, and it became quite cumbersome for them to do that at the end of the day. And I decided to give her the full amount of the money, and she gave me a thank you through the website, and it was very nice. And about 6 months later, I got a thick envelope with over 50 thank you notes from her children, who were in the kindergarten and first grade. So they were really, really cute. Some of them were one word, and some of them were colored with figures and things like that. There was even a dog on one of them, too. So. And I thought that was so neat, so neat. She had wanted me to take a picture of three of the winners with holding the winners. And I couldn't do that. I couldn't just pick three. So I fanned them out and put them on a great big cardboard. And I put on the top, everyone's a winner, and I took a picture of that, and I sent it to her, and she was grateful for that.
You know, that's another, I'm sorry, finish that thought.
No, that's okay.
No, I was just going to say, that's another message. There are so many messages that are in the books that Bond does, the Mr. McTavish series, and in this one, sort of the whole background on this, how teachers are out there, and I forget the percentage, but I just saw it, something like 90% of teachers have to come up with money out of their own pocket to take care of items like that in the classroom to teach these children. You saw through their gratitude, her appreciation, and all the children and how much they appreciated that. It's a message for all of us. It's something we all can do. And what was that website that you used to get information and to be able to do this project in the school?
The website is called donorschoose.org, and it's only for teachers in the United States. The teachers apply to the website, and it's sort of like a GoFundMe for teachers. It's really, really nice. And administrations, too, if they need something like the charging cart, could be something that could be kept in the library for any of the children to use any time of the day.
You know, it's amazing. And I understand what this came about at a high school reunion where you started talking and all of a sudden this evolved into being able to help out the teacher, getting this amazing response from the teacher and the children, and turned into this book series. What has this been like to take this loving, warm relationship that you had with Mr. McTavish and to spread that to so many kids? I can only imagine those reading, whether it's in the classroom or at home, and the kids have a new figure to look up to, don't they?
Yes, it's really been exciting. I've gotten a lot of feedback from friends who have children and grandchildren who they bought the books for, and they were so anxious to see book number two and book number three. They've given me good feedback as to how the kids love the color and they love the storyline of it. And it always has an ending, so it's just a standalone type of book each time you read about Mr. McTavish.
You know, that's interesting. It's a series, but it's not a series that there's a cliffhanger when Mr. McTavish goes to the hospital, so we have to wait to see what happens. It's there. You can read that alone. You fall in love with Mr. McTavish, so you look forward to the next in the series, which is now available, and we will give you all those that we go through. And talk about the color in the book. You make the experiences come alive with the vivid colors that you use. Talk about that. It's been described as expressive, and that really is the accurate word, I think.
Well, I think that being McTavish is the Scottish, and the Scottish has a lot of color in their plaids that they do. I found the plaid for McTavish for my second book, so we've incorporated that into several things that he wears, and we'd like to have color is very important to children because that's what they remember. They remember the colors and the actual figure itself. If the figure is colored or it has some color on it, they really remember that. So you don't want to go for muted colors and things like that.
You can't wait to turn the page to see the story unfold in the Mr. McTavish series. Let's talk a bit. Let's go back to the library for a second. Mr. McTavish goes to the library. This is a charming story, a delightful story, but it's also a story about reading and how important and how much fun reading is. You take a location and you draw us into that. Talk about that with the library, because that's should be a very important part of a child's growing up is early education.
Yes, reading is very fundamental, but it's also lots of fun. And if you get a child to learn to read early, they will read for the rest of their lives, I believe. I had it with my children and my grandchildren, and they're all voracious readers now because we read very early on. And we try to read good stories that have fun endings and things like that. I don't think they need anything serious at that young age. So we try to keep it very light, very colorful, and very meaningful so that they will be anxious to read the next book.
And at that point, the library becomes a very important part in their life, doing it with the family, doing it through Mr. McTavish and the hospital. Boy, this shows caring and love. This shows a whole lot of different themes and characteristics, doesn't it? In introducing them to probably the first time that a lot of these children are aware of a children's ward.
Yes, I don't believe that young children have any experiences. Hopefully they don't have any experience with the hospital. But if they do, they can probably relate to it if they've had any experience. And I'd like to have them have good memories, and possibly this can be a sort of a springboard for other hospitals to have this type of a thing that comes in with organizations within their area of expertise, and work with the children that are in the hospitals to give them the fun and the enjoyment that they really need.
Bon Kay is our guest on the program, author of the Mr. McTavish series, talking about the three books that are now available. Mr. McTavish Goes to the Library, specifically today, Mr. McTavish Goes to the Hospital, and also available, Mr. McTavish Goes to the Community Park. Books available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of those places. Facebook page, a lot of great information there, facebook.com/MrMcTavishBooks. All of these links available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And let's talk about community park. Everybody's got a community park, and maybe some families really don't take advantage of that. And now they will, because the children read the book and go, hey, could we go down to our community park? So you're getting them outdoors and enjoying a little bit of nature as well, aren't you?
Yes. Hopefully that will give them encouragement to find these parks in their areas. And we had this one that was my model, which is a larger community park with a little spring that goes through it, and then it has a bridge that goes over it. It was really pretty, and you can go into and walk, wade in the water in the summer to keep cool. It has lots of picnic tables, and it has a baseball field on one end and some restrooms, and also there's a nice big area that I've always wanted to possibly put in what I did in the book. I put a snack bar.
There you go. You look around and you're thinking, I'd give anything for a cold drink or maybe an ice cream sandwich or something right now. So you've got a snack bar in there. Good thinking. You'll plant that suggestion and maybe somebody will follow through with that. I mentioned before that they're standalone books, but part of a series. Part of a series, you can start. What a great collection for your children, and then the grandchildren, their grandchildren. It just goes on with all of the different books. And three available now. And gift time of year, this is a perfect time for any holiday coming up, books available. Of course, wherever books are sold. Talk about the next one that you're working on, because I like this one as well. This is the bench that you're using, the friendship bench?
Yes, we have these benches around our area that they've developed, and they're large cement benches that are painted by local artists. So they're very colorful, again, like my books are colorful, and I decided that we'll have a story about a friendship bench where people can come if they're lonely, and they can sit on the bench, and other people will walk by and join in and start a conversation with them and maybe make a new friend.
I love that. And again, the message is there that you tell so well. It will tell, I'm sure, in the book. You do it, maybe have done it with the three books that are available. But sometimes you don't think about that as a child, that somebody else may be struggling and having particular problems and feel that loneliness. And it just teaches empathy to the children, just one of the many lessons. What age group are you focusing when you write Mr. McTavish? What age group are you looking to gear this towards?
My books are geared toward the ages of 3 to 10, but of course, if you read to a younger child, they'll be looking at the pictures and seeing the dog, and I think they'll retain a lot of what's in the book if you read it to them.
And it's good if the parents are reading, they can learn something as well, maybe lessons that we forgot like decades ago that will come back as you're reading the series. A couple minutes left in the program. I want to talk about Mr. McTavish, the actual dog, Mr. McTavish, that was your best friend for so many years. How did he come into your family?
I had had dogs almost all my life, and we were without a dog for a little while, and we were raising our grandchildren, and I felt that we needed to have another dog because they were at the perfect age that they'd be able to learn to respect the dog and take care of the dog and give the dog comfort. So I went to a local kennel, and I found Mr. McTavish and fell in love with him from the moment I saw him. and he was a joy to the family. He went almost everywhere with us. We used to go up to a lake, and he would go out on the boat with us and absolutely love the wind in his face. I may have a book coming up about that, too.
That would be so many stories that I'm sure you have just in going back over the decade plus that you had Mr. McTavish in the family and the impact. It sounds like it brought the entire family together. Everybody had this rallying point around the love affair and spending time with Mr. McTavish.
Yes, it was a wonderful experience. We had it for almost 12 years, and I felt that I needed to bring this dog forward because we haven't seen a dog character that children can fall in love with for a very long time that isn't some sort of an animated fictitious type of blue, big blue dog or something like that. So we need to have a Rin Tin Tin or a Lassie or a Benji or something like that back in their lives. And maybe this will come about. We'll find another Mr. McTavish that would take the place and be that character.
You know, I love that because as we were growing up and you'd watch television on Saturday morning and you'd see the animals there and you understood the animal and you had this love affair with the animal and you wanted an animal and have that relationship. Not the same with a purple sponge, is it? You just don't really have you don't have that connection. So this is, one of the other messages in the book. It is so well done. The book series, Mr. McTavish. And I'll read through the three that are available. We talked about Mr. McTavish Goes to the Library. So you'll find that wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify, link on by going to our website. Also, YouTube available as well. There's a picture of Mr. McTavish along with the book covers that appears on the video. This book we're talking about today, Mr. McTavish Goes to the Hospital. And the third book in the series that's available, we will talk about on a subsequent program, Mr. McTavish Goes to the Community Park, where you can get a drink and you can get an ice cream sandwich if you want to. I love that. All the books are available, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Facebook.com/Mr. McTavish Books. And if you can't remember all of that, just remember thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll find links there for all of that. Ron, it is always a pleasure. Looking forward to having you back to talk about Mr. McTavish going to the community park, which I'm assuming he really likes being outdoors, but we'll save that and talk about that in the next program. Thank you for being with us on the program. Excellent job with the book. Always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. You have a great day.
You as well. Bon K, our guest on the program, Googling, B-O-N-K is K-A-Y. The Mr. McTavish series, you'll find all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.